Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today. Welcome to New Life Live with Steve Arterburn and co-hosts Dr. Henry Cloud, Dr. John Townsend, Dr. Dave Stoop, Dr. Jill Hubbard, Milan Jurkovic, Dr. Sherry Keffer, Chris Williams, and Dr. Alice Benton. New Life Live is dedicated to bringing you hope and help through practical and biblical solutions for daily living. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word for genuine spiritual healing. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now, here's Steve Arterburn.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. Steve Arterburn here, and joining me today in the studio in Lake Forest, California, Dr. Jill Hubbard. Jill, how you doing?
Hi, Steve. Doing good.
And Dr. Dave Stoop.
Good to see you.
Good to see
nice
you.
Nice to have you here.
Yep. Thank you. Great to be here. I mentioned yesterday, we had a really great time, or I did, at WTLN at their Pastors, Wives, and Women in Ministry luncheon. Just thought that was one amazing time, and just still thinking about those folks, and it just was such an affirmation of some of the things that we hope are happening out there. If you want to watch us while we're recording this, we're actually on Facebook Live right now, and you might want to join us over there. Now, today is a little bit different. It's I've been trying to not have to do this program this way, but we're officially in trouble. We have been helped by some folks, but I'll tell you, I have heard this is a really, really tough summer for other organizations and other ministries. I don't really know why, but I just know it's we've reached a point now where we really have to come to you and ask you to stop what you're doing, because we're stopping what we're doing, and we're going to spend this time talking about what New Life does, so that some of you might say, I didn't know that, and I want to support that. We're going to talk about some of the things that have happened when people have supported us, and so that someone might say, I would like that to happen to me, and that you might support us. And we're going to talk about some of the things that have happened to people who've come to our intensives. Our intensives are a great blessing to us that we get to do them, and they have changed many lives. And I'm hoping that when you hear about some of the things that happen there, that you might say, I want to support this ministry. The number is 1-800-229-3000. If you want to share with us what's happened with you, to you, through you, as a result of something that's happened with New Life, 1-800-229-3000. If you want to share with us that you support New Life and try to encourage others to do it, that's what we're going to be doing here. If you have a life change story, if you have a support story, that's the kind of call we're taking today at 1-800-229-3000. And then if you can help us, well, I sure would appreciate it if you could call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE and say, I'm going to help you. I've never helped you before, but I'm going to now. Or I've been helping, but I can help you more. Or I used to help you and I forgot. If you're like me, that's yeah. Probably more
that does
common.
Happen.
Yeah, I forget to mm-hmm. do certain things, and maybe you have. But, throughout... throughout this time, if you want to see what we're doing, go to Facebook Live. We'll be on there, in, I think, in a minute or so. But we love you, and wish we didn't have to take time out of help from helping people just to get help for this ministry. But it's pretty common on public television. They do it on some other programs. They do a share-a-thon, they call it. So today, I don't know, we could call this our share-a-thon, I guess, and we'll share a lot of stuff with you and hope you could share with us. But the purpose here of this day, this unique program, is that we need some help. This is tough. May was tough. Some people stepped up, but it just has not done it. And you know, you come along, you send us $25, You reach 833 people through this broadcast with just $25. We'll tell you more about that. 1-800-229-3000.
At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery. And it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. It's Steve Arterburn here, and I asked if anybody wanted to call in, and instantly we have phone calls, and I'm going to go there, and then we'll talk to you some more. If you want to tell us about something that relates to the way you've been helped with New Life or you support New Life, want to encourage other people, 1-800-229-3000. But here's Melissa from Denver, Colorado, KRKS. Hey, Melissa, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, I'm good. And, of course, you have a unique name, and I know who you are. So usually you just call us about once a year, but this will be two calls in 1 year. So thanks for calling.
I know. Well, I had to call when we got to see each other.
Yeah.
I can't believe that was. Gosh, that's been over a year ago, 18 months.
Yeah, it's been amazing how that time flies. Yeah.
I know. And what a perfect day to call and really share and tell the story about how New Life not only has changed my life, but everyone around me and the effect that it's had on me, the intensive weekend, all of the books, all of the radio shows, being a member of Club New Life. And if there's anything that I can do in telling my story to help bring this ministry to other people, it's my absolute pleasure.
Well, I want to highlight that your life has been transformed, and anybody thinking that can't happen to you, Melissa had to have a couple of drinks before she could come in to the intensive that transformed her life. You know, so you know that's reality.
Heard it, Melissa.
Yeah, that's reality.
It's funny now. It's funny.
Yes,
now,
it wasn't
it?
Funny it then.
It was a couple cocktails and quite a few Xanax over that weekend. Mm. But as a result, you know, I picked up my 7-year chip on the 10th of June.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, wow.
Good for you.
Isn't that cool?
You know, and it's a recovery. It's, you know, it was the alcohol and it was the Xanax and it was the sleeping pills and the antidepressants, but it was also the victimhood and the shame and the guilt and the pain and the sorrow and the sadness and the rage. And I mean, in a million years, I never imagined that life could be like it is today. And every day I wake up and thank God for New Life and for Steve and Marianne and the entire staff and you know, Dave Stoop and, I mean, just everybody involved and that you partner with Steve, because I didn't know how to live my life. I didn't know how to raise my children. I didn't know how to be a good daughter. I certainly didn't think I was deserving of, you know, a wonderful man. And now, you know, I am in the most incredible marriage and partnership and have a blended family that is just a bonus in all of this. And, you know, I really do owe it to dropping that rock, you know, that weekend and telling my truth and understanding from that therapist that day what was really happening, and then continuing to see her for 2 or 3 years and continuing with Celebrate Recovery and AA and Connection and Fellowship, and now to sponsor other women and take them through the work and tell my story and share. I mean, I just met a friend who just suffered a DUI and is being charged with reckless behavior, and she is just in the middle of her struggle. And to say, if I can do it, you can do it.
Amen.
Like,
wow,
be,
Melissa,
be here. And so,
thank you for sharing that. Thanks for calling us. And God bless you. I'm going to send you, just to say thanks, I'll send you the Mediterranean love plan, and I hope that that'll make your special marriage even more special. But, you know, folks, 7 years ago, if you were supporting this ministry, that story that Melissa told wouldn't have been told without you. You were part of that. You were part of that. And if you want to be part of a lot of other people, like, you know, if you give $5,000, that's what we use to reach 166,000 people with hope and truth. Not fake truth, not cultural truth, societal truth, or politically correct truth, but truth that transforms. And if you can help us so that we can help folks just like Melissa, would you call us 1-800-NEW-LIFE right there? Call us and say, I want to support this ministry. Please call us right now, 1-800-229-3000 if you've got a story. But if you can support us financially right now, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. You could go to newlife.com, but I'd like to know about the support now. And so I can do that if you go to 1-800-NEW-LIFE and tell them, okay, I'm going to do it. I'll increase or I'll start. Please, would you do it? I wish we never had to do this, but like many other ministries and organizations, sometimes you just have to ask people to come alongside that maybe never thought they were going to because they never knew life could be so different.
I think we ought to do this on a periodic basis because it does inform people.
It does.
And there's something about becoming a New Life, Club New Life person, or even just a donor, is you become part of the family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And there is a sense of family with New Life in that we care about each other. We keep track of each other. We do it as a staff. We do it with the people we work with, just like Melissa goes back 7 years.
Mm-hmm. And she's I love hearing her story.
Unforgettable.
Yes.
She's part of the family.
I want to hear another one. Let's hear Stacy from Cleveland, Ohio. She listens on Sirius XM. Hi there.
Hi. Good afternoon. I want to thank you guys for being on air, and I want to let you know that a year and a half ago I started listening to your station and just by accident, and it was very helpful in a situation where I thought my husband was drinking too much alcohol. But in listening to it, I got a lot of good information when 6 months later he told me that he had a pornography addiction after we've been married for 25 years and together 27.
Wow.
And yes, it's been devastating. But I knew right away what to do because I'd heard your calls. And so I gave him your number and I said, you better call them today. And he got with a counselor and he's in a program and a weekly program through our church. And I went to your Woman in the Battle last November in Washington.
How was that for you? How was that?
Incredible. And I can't tell you how much I needed that.
Mm-hmm.
I started out just donating the $23 a month, I think, that you guys were asking for at that point, but I've moved up to $100 a month. And I can't tell you how important it is that I had that information before it became an issue, so that I felt like I had somewhere to turn immediately. I wasn't floundering trying to figure it out.
You have no idea what that means to me to hear that, mm-hmm. Stacy.
You have no idea to know how much your program has meant to me. And I am going to support you more by changing my donation and giving more. And I do want to thank you for the surprises that I get here and there. You guys just spend that I don't expect.
Thank you.
I think my husband thinks I'm always ordering them, but I'm happy to get them.
Oh, thank you so much. Well, Stacy, I'm hoping that somebody heard this who was helped by us, and they've never thought, well, maybe I should help them or I could help them. And I'm kind of it boggles my mind sometimes that somebody will, and this has really happened, they have saved their job, they have saved their marriage, they've saved their relationship with their kids because they went to an intensive, and then they support another ministry with everything. You know, we want you to support your church, and then outside of that, but they'll support another ministry, but not the one that transformed their lives. And I just want them, if they can, don't abandon the other ministry, but if you can, and we've helped you, could you call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE? Stacy has done that. Stacy, I am so grateful to you, and I pray God's blessing upon you, and I'm going to send you another little surprise too. So hold on, we'll get that to you. But I don't know, folks, please use her story as an example for you. If you've been helped by us, could you help us right now? You don't have to sign up like she did for $100 a month, and now she's going to increase that. But do you have $100 now that you could help us with? Just saying, okay, you help me, I'll help you a little bit. Do you have $10? That's okay. Do you have $10,000? Whatever God leads you to do, that's what we want you to give. Not 1 cent more or less. If God's leading you, call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. And again, you honor your church, and then, you know, if you can help us, do that too. But please call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. If you listen regularly, you know this isn't a normal thing for us, and we'll get back to our regular programming. Mm-hmm. But if you listen all the time, maybe you could respond. If you've never heard this program before, well, we're going to – you'll hear a different program the next time you
we're
turn
sorry.
In. But right now, we're saying to you, we need help.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't be doing it if we didn't need help.
You know what, Steve? There are so many people out there that need our help, and when they come to us and they don't have the resources, mm-hmm. we have people who have stepped up and who have given scholarship money. And so we have helped people get back on their feet, and so many of them do pay it forward, come back and support others. Mm-hmm. And that's how we want to work as the body of Christ.
Right.
We'll help you when you're in need, and you help us to help those in need.
Well, the thing that I love here is that when the problem came up, she knew what to do.
I love that. Yeah.
That is profound.
And
that,
the opposite that of that mm-hmm. is the email I got about a woman married to a man who was unfaithful for 40 years, a preacher.
Oh, my.
And it took a 21-year-old daughter getting old enough to catch him to confront him. Mm-hmm. The wife never confronted him.
Mm. And she knew at some
so guess
level,
what?
Yeah.
He lost his preaching job. They'll lose their home. He's lost all respect of all these people. But you know what he did? Because of his daughter, he came to every man's battle.
Wow.
And now we're going to give a scholarship. They have nothing. We'll give a scholarship to his wife to go to Restore, which is what helped our previous caller there. Mm-hmm. And what Stacy had happen for her, maybe that's going to happen for this lady. But look at that. What if at some point that wife, 10 years ago, had listened to our program and knew what to do. It wasn't a 21-year-old daughter stepping in. But look, maybe you are the 21-year-old daughter that needs to step in and say, look, I'll support you, but also I want to get my dad some help, or I want to get my mom some help. That help for the mom is Restore, and it mm-hmm. changes everything. But don't wait till you lose your church, your company, your family, your kids, your respect. You can change that now, and let us help you either at Restore or Every Man's Battle. And this intimacy intensive that we do with Mylon and Kay, oh my goodness, the power behind that to transform marriages. I'm telling you, there, if you're listening and you're not getting help, this is the way to get some help. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. And if you can support us, we're going to take that support and help somebody that can't afford it. Now I'm going to go talk to Misty, not my wife, but
another
from Colum, Colorado, KRKS is the station. Hi there.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm doing really good.
Thank you.
I'm sad to hear that you guys are having some problems, and I don't want to lose you guys, so I want to give, and I guess if you want to hear something from me, I can tell you how you helped me.
Well, what did we help you with? What was the problem and what happened?
Well, me and my husband had been going through a rough time for about 3 years.
Uh-huh.
And he's a pilot, and he travels, and he's gone all the time. And, you know, I felt that I had to take care of the farm and do everything, and he was just never home. And when he was home, he never helped me with anything. He just sat on the couch and, you know, never wanted to talk, and I just felt overwhelmed. And telling him, you know, not trying to come up with a plan to fix the problem. I just said, you're going to fix it or I'm leaving. And finally, you know, I'd had enough. And I said, I'm done and I'm leaving. I have a place to go. And I got in my car and I was done. I was completely done. There was nothing in me that said I'm staying. And I got in my car and the first thing I hear is, do you ever feel like you're giving and giving and you're just not getting anything back?
Hold on. Hold right there. I hear these stories all the time because we're on the radio at the right time, at the right place, with the right God who's in control. We'll talk about that after this. If you could help us, would you call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE? 1-800-NEWLIFE. Right now, could you call us and tell us you'll help?
We both brought childhood wounds into our marriage of 50 years plus.
The New Life Intimacy and Marriage Workshop is coming to Washington, D.C., July 21st to the 23rd.
We had a low level of conflict resolution. We knew what it was, but we didn't always practice it.
Join Steve Arterburn.
I'm going to be talking about 7 different secrets from the Mediterranean. You do these, and they lead you to a life of passion and meaning and romance and deep, intimate connection.
And Mylon and Kay Yurkovich.
We're going to be talking about the emotional, sexual, and relational journey that all couples go on over the course of a lifetime together.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com.
I leave here with new growth tools. I also leave here with new hope that our marriage will get better and better.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
My relationships with my husband, with my friends, with my family are much richer and deeper and honest. Particularly my relationship with God, I see Him in a more accurate form and begin to trust Him more. There's joy and there's peace because I have the internal tools that I can trust. So it's radically changed my life. I'm just not even the same person.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
Take the leap, jump in, and go for it. It's changed my life completely.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
Any babies? All right, we're talking to Misty, and she goes to her car after telling her husband that she's done. And she's and she has no plan for anything other than to be done. And she's got a place to stay, and she tells him. She gets in the car. And so, Misty, you hear something on the radio? Is she there?
Did we lose Misty?
Can you hear me?
We're hanging on the cliff,
now we can
Misty.
Hear you. Okay. And so you hear something on the radio as you shut the door. And what was that?
Do you ever feel that you're giving and giving and not getting anything back?
Wow.
And that was the precise reason why I was leaving, because I felt like I'm giving and giving and giving, and I do this for you and I do that for you, and you do nothing for me but sit on the couch and whine.
Mm.
And I thought to myself, go on. And they come to find out it was about marriage, not just in general. Are you giving to your husband and he's not giving back? And then it had all these ideas on things that I can do, you know, basically put me in my place and said, you know, try to just give and give and give and not expect anything back. Just try to do it without expecting anything back. And it kept saying, just try. And I said, okay, fine. If they say just try one more time, I'll go home. Just try. And I thought, really, Lord? I'm like, I don't want to.
Yeah.
But I did. Something in me made me go home. And we talked about it, and I told him what happened, and not in detail, because I didn't want him to know what I was doing, because I was very stubborn. And then I started giving to him and giving to him and making his favorite foods, even when I was so mad. I just couldn't stand the sight of him. I still gave and gave and gave. And lo and behold, just a couple months later, he starts giving back. He's coming home early. He's fixing the lawnmower. He's helping me with the dishes. He's telling me he loves me all the time and spending time with our son and just really a part of our family. And all I did was give to him when I didn't want to. And now I love him more, and I think he loves me more. And oh, and he started going to church with me on Sundays because he always was too busy for church.
Oh, my goodness.
And it's just that one day. And I lots of things you guys have helped me with, of course, but that one day was just a big time.
Wow, that's so, awesome
well,
story.
Misty, thank you for sharing that story. And what I'm hoping is that somebody listening believes that they heard that story because God wants them to support this ministry so that more people at the exact right moment will hear the program, and then they will
and will hear something they need to hear.
And then it changes everything. And I was just down doing a video with a wonderfully famous speaker of how New Life 15 years ago prevented him from killing himself. And what a blessing it is to hear those stories. And if you had $1,000, you'd help us have the ability to potentially intersect with 33,000 people who might be going through something that needed to hear something exactly like you just heard happen. And oh my goodness, that would be the best thing ever. God would use your money in that way. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Would you call us right now and just say, okay, I get it. You guys can't do this without me. And we can't. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. I'll even send you the Mediterranean Love Plan that will transform your marriage. I'll say, here, thank you, and I'll get it to you as quickly as I possibly can. Let's hear from a man. Let's go to Rich from Newtontown, Pennsylvania, WFIL. And Rich is on line 5, I believe. Hey, Rich, how are you?
Hey, Steve, how are you?
Great. You want to share something with us?
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me on so quickly. Just want to let you know, my wife and I, we've been Club New Life members for, I guess, about 10 years now.
Wow.
And we just donated another $1,000 after hearing about, just the problems that you guys are going
through.
Wow, thank you.
And just wanted to share what, Club New Life is meant to us. You could actually call my wife and I workshop junkies, I think, because we've been to a lot of them. But from Healing is a Choice, both my wife and I went to that separately. We've been to the Marriage Intensive. I've attended Every Man's Battle, and just listening to you guys on the radio and reading the books and just the wisdom and that you guys provide, it's just been just unbelievable to myself and my family, in different stages of our recovery. And I just hesitate to think where we would be, my wife and I as a couple without New Life, and where I would be as a person. I mean, I just don't even like to think that. So,
Rich,
anyhow, I just wanted to thank you.
Rich, thank you for all the support. Thanks for trusting us with your time. And then thanks for stepping in here. And I promise you with everything I have, I would not be asking people to do what you have done. I wouldn't be asking them to sacrifice if we just weren't at a place where we don't have any other choice but to ask. And thank you for responding. And God bless you, and give our best to your wife. I'm so grateful that we got to be a part of restoration in your life. Thank you for telling us about that. We'll see you down the road.
My pleasure.
Okay.
God bless you.
Wow.
Thank you.
Okay, everybody. Can you be like Rich? Could you just be like Rich and call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
My story includes multiple physical and emotional affairs.
Every day, men struggle with sexual integrity. Impure thoughts, strip clubs, pornography.
My wife found out that I had betrayed her. She insisted that I would go to the everyman's battle. I had some idea, perhaps, of what to expect, but I had no idea that it would have the impact on me that it did. There's just something about the way that you meet in a large group and then the smaller breakout groups. And the sharing is just something that I've never experienced before.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or log on to newlife.com.
This is the first time in my life that I ever felt comfortable in sharing the real me with other men. In my mind, it is one of the most critical things that a guy can do in his recovery.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
You know, one of the great things about TV.NewLife.com is some people will never read a little chapter of a book, but you can put a video in front of them and say, hey, honey, watch this with me. And they'll sit down and they'll watch that five-minute clip, and that five-minute clip may change their lives forever and, of course, may change yours. Here's what one of our viewers on New Life Television said.
We looked at the budget. We decided, you know, I'm not getting those benefits from Netflix, so we canceled Netflix and subscribe to the good stuff.
If you have a problem, we have a program to match that problem, and it's going to provide you hope, help, and healing. You know, I don't know what you're waiting for. You will never find a better value than all of the transforming content that you'll find at tv.newlife.com. Your life will never be the same. We really are proud to be part of tv.newlife.com.
Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here, and as we said, Rich was helped. His wife's helped. Now they give, and he stepped up. And I'm just asking if there's any way you could step up with us and support us. You call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Yeah, you know, Rich went to Every Man's Battle, and he didn't say why. But I've had men go who don't have problems with pornography, but they just went because of...
Mm-hmm. I've had men that want to go.
Yeah. And
even
I think
though
it
they don't
be,
have those problems.
It's every man's battle. It should be for every man. Because when I sat in on it, I was just overwhelmed by the connection these men made with each other. And I've had men go and they talk about becoming a man after going.
Mm-hmm. Well, learning what true intimacy is about,
Learning what true masculinity is.
Yes.
Because it's like the young man I sent before he got married, he came back just full of joy because of his connection with these other men who were older and same age. And it's what every man longs for, is that kind of connection. And we don't know how to get it because
you can
get it at Every Man's Battle because it goes beyond just the pornography issue.
A lot of people have heard me say that, you know, this past Sunday when I preached and I was, it was my birthday and Father's Day, that it really was perhaps, and I think it's true, the best day of my life. And one of the elements of that, imagine you're a stepdad, and I call myself a bonus dad. And you get a card from your stepson, and he says, I love you. Mm. You taught me to be a man.
Oh, wow.
Now, the only reason I say that is there are men, because you're in this bad little boy stage, looking at pornography, doing stuff, getting caught. And if you go to Every Man's Battle, we're going to help you be a man. And you're going to get a card one day from your kid.
Yeah.
And he's going to say, Dad, you taught me to be a man. I look at Larry Sonnenberg runs the ministry. I watched him and his boys, and I watched him be a man. And those are godly men.
Mm-hmm.
Now, look, you might be saying, oh, I could never do that. Yes, you can.
Yes, you can.
You can do it if you'll call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. And also, you can teach your kids how to be grateful, support a ministry, how to give, support a ministry. But first, get your act together. Get your act together. And please, please call us if you need help in any area at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Let's go, let's talk to Alex. Alex listens on Sirius XM just like I do. Oh, Alex, is Alex there or not?
No,
well, we'll see if we can get Alex not. In the meantime, let's go over here and how about we talk with Veronica? And here's Veronica, but let's try to get Alex back. Veronica, welcome to New Life.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I listen to you guys faithfully every day. When I'm working, I tune into my truck, and you guys have been so much help to me in my life. I'm now 62 years old, so I've been listening to you for quite a while. And from what I've learned, just having a forgiving heart has opened up my life to help so many people, and I've been so blessed by that. And I just want to thank you guys so much that I want to become a New Life member, and I want to donate to help keep this up and alive and working for others.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. Wow. I so appreciate that. And, you know, maybe somebody's hearing this and you could come alongside Veronica and do the exact same thing. You know, I would not be married to my wife if it wasn't for New Life.
That's true.
Because
that actually is true.
When I met her 15 years ago, she was already in recovery. She knew more about recovery, literally, than I did.
Mm-hmm.
And she listened to the program every day, and we spoke the same language, and she knew, well, because her IQ is probably twice mine, I could say something, and she knew better what it meant than what I was saying, and I knew what I was saying. But anyway, I am telling you, I wouldn't be married to this gift from God in my life, and I'm just, you know, she gave me the best Father's Day, best birthday ever, and I, you know, we were just talking about how much we miss each other with me being here in California. I wouldn't be married to her if New Life hadn't prepared her for our connection that just gets deeper all the time. Now, I'm not telling you if you listen to this program, you'll marry Dave or somebody, because we're married already. But I'm telling you, God might be using this to prepare
you. Marry Jill.
Or Jill, whatever. Yeah. So there you go. Thank you, New Life, for my wife.
We're counselors as well, and you don't get very many strokes in counseling, because about the time somebody's really
it's
getting
true.
It together,
they leave.
And you might see them at the grocery store 5 years later or something, but that doesn't happen very often. But to be able to touch in people's lives through the radio program for us as counselors, and then to be at a workshop and to meet them and to listen to their story, there's nothing like it. It enriches us.
So amazing.
And that's partly why we're supporters as well.
Yeah. Well, and I'm grateful for
that.
Well,
and I've heard so many people who perhaps have come to me, to my practice, who have said they got their jump start here at New Life. They listened and listened and listened, or they went to a workshop, and it prepared them to jump in and do deeper work.
We met a pastor friend that he married my wife's best, one of her best friends in high school years.
Yeah.
So that goes way back. We met him a couple of years ago, and he's a faithful listener. He says, I got my advanced training in counseling by listening to you guys. You taught me so much as a pastor what to do with people.
I love that.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk to Fawn. You know, she's from Lexington, listens on New Life TV. Hey, Fawn, how are you?
I'm great. How are you, Steve?
Great. Did you want to share something with us today?
I did. Just listening to what you were saying while I was waiting is awesome and inspiring. I was married for 30 years and divorced after losing a child that was 23 years old and another son that went to Afghanistan, and my world fell apart.
Wow.
And New Life, I've listened, like I said, to you on the radio for years, and now I watch on New Life TV, and it's just kept me going, inspired me, and continues to do so. so much so that every time I have a friend that's got a problem, whether it be an unfaithful husband or a pornography issue with their spouse or whoever, I really push New Life TV and the ability to do the work with you guys. Read several books, and I even tried the dating so many people before you picked me.
Good for you.
I haven't gotten there yet, but when Don't God opens give that up. Door,
yeah.
I will.
Hey, Fawn, hold on. Let me play a clip from TV.NewLife that you enjoy, and this is from a message I get, actually it takes the message apart. I'm talking about the puzzle of life from Ephesians 2, I believe it is.
We start with one piece of the puzzle, and we try to figure out all of life based on one piece of the puzzle called me. And we think that my feelings, my insight, my experience ought to help me figure out the rest of the world that should all come into play all around me. Be kind of foolish to imagine that if you had one piece of a puzzle, you could figure out where to put it on a blank place and everything else you could figure out from there. Not possible. And it's not possible for us to do it by putting ourselves in the center, our little piece, and expecting that we're going to figure everything else out from it.
Nope. That's why we have the picture of the puzzle on the box. And that's why God gives us the picture of eternity, of truth, history, society, the church, the family. And the perspective is true truth. Fawn, thank you for pointing people to there. They can go to TV.NewLife. Thank you for sharing. And I just know this. God's going to use your story to bless some other people in a way that would have never happened if you had not called. So thank you for that. I want to talk to Becky now from Leesburg, Virginia. Hi, Becky. How are you?
Hi, Steve. How are you today?
Good. How could we help?
Well, I wanted to just call in and give my 2 cents worth. I met you and Dave both, introduced myself to you at the conference here in Leesburg.
Yes, right.
I'm the one who rudely stopped you when you had your lunch in your hands.
We love that. We love that.
We didn't mind at all.
Well, I had to leave early that day to attend a funeral, so it was important to me that I just introduce myself to the two of you, and I got to meet Dave at a table. I started listening to you years ago. A girlfriend suggested we both had young teen boys in trouble, and you have gotten me through many years of jail and prison and addiction of my son and grief. And I'm on the other side, and praise God, I believe he is too.
Amen.
Yeah.
But in me getting healthier, I've been able to help other people as well.
Hold on.
So
we're gonna finish this. Just hold that right there.
Sure.
We'll be back.
I am just so thankful for this weekend. It's been amazing to see how Satan messes up marriages in so many ways.
My name is Shelley Martinkus, and I want to personally invite you to the Restore Workshop. If you have been affected by betrayal, it might be that your husband has been looking at pornography. It might be an emotional, a physical affair. I would love for you to come join us.
Through Shelley's example, I have seen such transparency. It's just been amazing. I've just been able to let out all the yucky details.
You will leave with hope, with a community of sisters ready to support you, and you will also leave with tools to move you forward on this journey. Please don't hesitate. Pick up the phone, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. I would love to see you there.
The Restore Workshop is coming to Orange County July 14th through the 16th. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE to find out more. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
I feel like I'm a person for the first time in my life. I feel like I wasn't whole before or that I couldn't enjoy life. I had such a big weight on my shoulders that I had nothing to look forward to. I'm such a better wife, and I'm a better daughter, friend, better worker. I feel absolutely free.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
If anybody is considering Christian counseling, then they need to do it. They need to take that step.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
Okay, here we go. We're back. Steve Hardenburn here. And Becky was telling us all about, things, she's able to endure, get through. And then you were about to tell us something you're going to do. Becky, what was that?
Yes, I'm going to double my gift for the next 5 months to help you through this low spot.
Oh, bless your heart.
Becky, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And I know that's going to inspire some other people to do that. In fact, we've even from our live Facebook where we are, we are hearing people say what they've done, what they're doing. They want to support us. One lady said the Life Recovery Bible
saved her life. Yeah.
And anyway, Becky, I'll let you go. But I want to talk to you about you guys about the Life Recovery Bible. Now, here's an example of something that we will celebrate the 25th anniversary, the 3 millionth sale of Life Recovery Bibles. Prisons all over this world have Life Recovery Bibles. If we didn't have the radio program to have started people to understand what it was, would have never happened.
No, because the publisher didn't understand
what
it
was. That's right. Same thing with Every Man's Battle. Think about this. All of the millions, and everywhere I go, oh, that was the book that changed my life. Would have never happened if it wasn't for New Life. Did you know John and Henry introduced the book Boundaries right here? And look at how many people have been helped by that. And so you're not just supporting people going to intensives, but sometimes we've been able to get the message out in these publications to millions and millions of people because you support us. You're part of all of that. So please call us and help us if you possibly can. Right now, I want to talk to another blessing, Sandy from Toronto, Canada. Because of SiriusXM, we're in Canada. For a long time, Canada wouldn't even allow Sirius to be broadcast there. Now they are. We have a place in Canada. I've spoken at almost every Promise Keepers Canada imaginable. But here's Sandy. Sandy, hi. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you. So I really wanted to share the impact you guys have made on my life and my husband's life. I literally thought there was no saving our marriage or my husband or our lives. He was involved in pornography and affairs for a very long time, and they had become almost matter of fact for him.
Yeah.
So he had like two lives in a sense. He had his, face with me Christian husband, and
right.
he had his escapades. And so I literally heard you guys one day, your commercial kept running as I was listening to Family Talk, and I was like, okay, last ditch effort. I told him literally this is the end of the road. You go to this, see what happens. And I cannot believe the way this man came back transformed in every way possible. He's still in contact with the group you kept him with. Every Tuesday morning, same call, keeps in touch. You guys did more for him than the Christian counselors that we had sent him to here. The accountability and the conviction was amazing. And I had gone with him to some counseling sessions and walked out feeling like, freak, I think I need to counsel these counselors. Like, there was no true conviction, and it was very almost whitewashed or water washed in a sense of what was real and what wasn't. And he came back just transformed, and he's now changing other men's lives. And
okay,
oh, love
there
that.
You and he, are all right.
Oh, for sure. And we've actually changed the way how we financially support people, and we will continue to support you guys on a regular basis, because I don't even I know you understand the impact you make, but I don't know how deep you know how much the impact has changed millions of people that don't even talk to you. And it's that third and second generation of speak talk that everyone else talks to that makes an impact. So the sacrifice is beyond what you can imagine. So truly grateful.
I'm grateful. Yeah. I hope that somebody listening to Sandy has heard this and that that would motivate you. And because of Sirius, we were able to reach Sandy in Toronto, Canada, through SiriusXM. Mm-hmm. Could you support us if you're listening to Sirius, if you're watching on the NRB TV network, wherever you hear us? Would you help us get the word out? I'm going to go to I want to go to one other caller here. If you're holding, we're going to do another program after this, and we'd love to talk with you because we have to do this again. But right now, I want to talk with Nancy and from San Lorenzo, California. And please, if you're not Sandy, I mean, if you're not Nancy, hold on because we want to get to you. Please. And so hold on, and we'll get with you as quick as we can. But here's Nancy from San Lorenzo, California, listens on KFAX. Hi, Nancy.
Hi. Thank you for this opportunity. I just want to say how you changed my life is I'm 70 years old, and in 1990, I lived in Azusa, California, and I had a nervous breakdown, and I had listened to New Life Live. But you had a mental hospital, or yes, you sponsored a hospital.
No, we had a Christian program. Where did you go? What city did you go to?
Azusa, California. It's not there now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. We had a unit there, a Christian psychiatric. That's how we started out. And now we do in a weekend what we used to do there. But what happened to you when you went?
Well, it was life-changing. I was in the hospital program for 3 weeks and then outpatient for where I drove back and forth.
Wow.
But this Christian, the whole program, in the morning we sang and worshiped and prayed together, and all the counselors, all the staff were Christians.
Mm.
And I just needed that time to heal, and I did, and I've never had to go back
so wonderful.
Psychiatric facility.
Nancy,
Nancy, I love that. I used to work in those programs with New Life.
What a gift to hear that. And I tell you, we did psychiatric treatment. We've done outpatient. Then we started doing intensives over 5 days. We figured it out in two. And you've heard the impact. I hope and pray that something we've said would cause you just to come along and help us in this crisis one time. And I believe that you will be so blessed in knowing that your helping us has helped others. $25 helps us reach 833 people to turn on the radio at the right time to hear a message that God intended for them to hear. $5,000, you'll reach 166,000 people. Do you know that there are folks out there that will never mention the name of Jesus Christ? They will never go to a church. They will never share with anybody anything spiritual. And in the privacy of their car, they will either on purpose turn on our program, or they'll stumble onto it. And in the privacy of their car, they will hear the word of God, and they'll hear hope for transformation. If you could help us stay on the air and be God's true truth at the right time, at the right point of life for others, and then to encourage others and strengthen others who have made the transformation, would you call us at 1-800-639-5433? 1-800-639-5433. I'll send you The Mediterranean Love Plan. My wife and I wrote it, and people love this book. It does restore, repair, build intimacy, connection, and romance and passion in a marriage that could be dead for years. And that's our way of saying thanks to you. 1-800-639-5433. If you go online at newlife.com, you can find out about all of the different intensives that you've heard talked about here, especially Restore. When they said Every Woman's Battle, they're talking about Restore, and that's July the 14th. And if you're a hurting woman, you come. Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE and find out. We've got scholarships available. Come be part of this. Every Man's Battle, Intimacy and Marriage, Take Your Life Back. But right now, write this down, 1-800-NEW-LIFE or 1-800-639-5433. Don't call if God hasn't laid it on your heart to help us. But if God has, respond to God, not me. 1-800-639-5433, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Help this ministry stay on the air.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.